It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This week, WPR reporters are diving into the development of data centers around Wisconsin and the impacts they could have on the communities where they are being built and the state as a whole. Construction of a Microsoft data center project is underway in Mount Pleasant.
Evan Casey visited West Des Moines to see how five Microsoft data center campuses have impacted that community.
David Roach has lived on his family's 40-acre farm in Iowa for most of his life.
My dad was born in that house up there. My grandfather died right, you know, over where the pine trees are. The sun sets right over that pond, so every night you have like a painting when you look out the window, and it's just, it's kind of sad.
A few years ago, a massive data center complex went up around 2 miles from his home.
I'm used to being out here in the middle of nowhere. You can see the stars, you can see the moon. Well, now it's a glow coming from the east over here, like a small city.
Roach lives right outside of West Des Moines, a city of around 73,000 in central Iowa. Microsoft first announced plans to build a data center campus there back in 2008. In 2012, the tech giant opened that complex. They now operate five campuses in the city and own over 600 acres. Microsoft has pointed to the centers in West Des Moines as the epicenter behind its AI technology. Russ Trimble is a Wisconsin native and the mayor of West Des Moines.
And we knew that it was going to be a huge game changer for our community, and it absolutely has been.
He says Microsoft has invested around $5 billion in its facilities so far. They've also invested in over 130 projects in the greater Des Moines area since 2017, including a community amphitheater next to West Des Moines City Hall. And that has made West Des Moines third in the state for property valuation, even though they have the seventh largest population.
They have supported a number of nonprofits around not only the city of West Des Moines, but the Des Moines metro area.
There wasn't a lot to see or hear outside the data centers. The sprawling complexes look like three or four warehouses from the outside. Inside, there are row after row of computer servers. It's pretty quiet next to the facilities, except for when construction trucks are coming in and out. Margaret Van Ginkel and her husband live next door to one, but it wasn't by choice.
I mean, just truckload after truckload of cement go by here.
She says Microsoft has been a good neighbor for the most part and helped pave a road next to their home. But they've had to put up with noisy construction for the past 9 years.
So it's good and bad, but you do lose the country feel. You know, you don't have that country feel. And at night, it looks like a big city out here.
Microsoft says over 600 employees work at the centers in West Des Moines. Ryan Moffitt is the city's community and economic development director.
They're probably number 7 or 8 in terms of largest full-time employers.
But they're the biggest water user in the city. Last year, Microsoft guzzled up nearly 70 million gallons of water in West Des Moines. That's up from 41 million gallons in 2023. Christina Murphy is the general manager of West Des Moines Water Works. The water utility has an agreement with Microsoft that allows the company to use up to 5 million gallons of water a day. Murphy says they don't use anywhere near that now, but that could change.
Those buildings, those other data centers are still growing and still being filled out. So I anticipate they will use more water in the future.
Data centers in Iowa also consumed about 11% of the state's electricity in 2023, according to a Yahoo report. Trimble, the mayor, knows that could limit data center growth.
You're going to push the envelope on that, and you're not going to be able to develop more data centers until the energy infrastructure catches up with it.
Moffitt says the data centers are mostly located on former farmlands on the outskirts of town.
And so what we'll do is create a TIF district and use the increment that comes off the data centers to help pay for our infrastructure that goes in to serve the data centers.
But Microsoft has said it is slowing or pausing construction at some sites. Moffitt says over 10% of the city's tax base is now tied to the centers.
You know, we want to be mindful of ensuring that we can diversify our economy. If for whatever reason you don't need the same size of facility, or these did go dark and the assessments plummeted, that would be impactful to us.
A sixth data center is slated to start construction in West Des Moines sometime next year. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.